Are you like the rest of us right now, kind of feeling just heavy? And there's a lot of things going on in this world that are out of our control. But you know what? There are some things that are in our control.
Yes, on this episode, we are going to talk about some different coping skills and do a self-check-in that's going to help you get through all the craziness in this world today. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. And we are on this journey to a better you. On this podcast, we love it because we talk about things that you really should worry about. And there are a lot of legit things that we should worry about. But then we also talk about there's a lot of things that our human brain, you know, kind of creates narratives about. And then we worry and we stress and it causes all these issues in life. And we shouldn't even be worried about it. It might be out of our control or there's a million reasons why we shouldn't. And so we just kind of talk through some of those things with you guys. And we love the show.
Yes, we do. We have heard a lot of great feedback. So we really appreciate everybody that lets us know what they like to hear and what's going on. And today, especially, like we felt like there's just a lot going on in the world, right? Like so many heavy things and people I think are really struggling. And we found even with our within our own company, just doing a simple check-in at our normal weekly meeting yesterday, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on. And we just want to make sure that everybody's, no matter anything besides what's going on in the world, that you're okay. No matter how you feel about one thing or another, or what, you know, the political stuff and all those things, we just want to make sure everybody's okay. So, Susie came up with some really great things. She checked in on our staff last night. It was amazing. Sometimes just having somebody look at you and say, "Are you okay? What's going on? What can you do?" Like things like that make such a big difference. And I know it made a big difference. And it just the few of us last night that were able to hop on a call, and we felt like we really want to share that with you guys, and then give you the tools to check on those people around you too.
Yep, that's right. And Lindsay brought up a good point of no matter what your beliefs are, no matter what is going on, we are all human and we actually have more similarities than we do differences. And somewhere along the line, we kind of got into this, you know, this thing in this world that we all had to have the same opinion. And we really don't. We can do life alongside of people and work well alongside of people and love others unconditionally, regardless of what they believe and what they feel and what we believe and feel stuff. So we just kind of wanted to create some peace and some positive energy and some healing and whatnot. And like Lindsay said, we had a meeting and then there was a bunch of other things that just happened yesterday. And coming from a mental health standpoint, we know that life is really hard. You know, at any given time, people have stressors going on, whether it's relationships, whether it's work, whether it's finances, whether it's your own emotional state, whether you've been diagnosed with a health condition or a mental health condition. There's just a lot that we carry. And so just having some good tools and some things that we kind of talk through and navigate through and having support is just crucial and stuff. And so we wanted to share that with you. So one of the first things that we wanted to kind of guide you through right now is thinking about on a scale of 1 to 10, okay? And 10 being that you feel really heavy, okay? And 1 being that you don't feel heavy at all. Yeah, where would you put yourself at today, Lindsay?
Today, okay, and I made a big almost realization last night when I was asked this question. It's funny, I'm one of those that it's easier for me to stay really busy. If I stay really busy, then I don't have to sit and think about my thoughts, my feelings, anything. I can put everything to the side, and I know I'm classic at that. It's so much easier for me to fill my day with go, 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 and then I don't have to worry about all the things that are heavy. And almost, I mean, this sounds terrible, but I'm almost naive to things because it's just easier to pretend like all those terrible things aren't happening, and I'm just so busy. I don't have time to deal with it. I'm being a mom and an employee. So honestly, yesterday, the heaviest I felt was when I was on social media. Every time I picked up my phone and I saw just, and I hate to keep saying one side or the other because I love so many people of different walks of life that I see it all, and it was really hard. I had a really hard time yesterday, and I had to keep telling myself, put your phone down. It's not good to stay in that like mindset. I would catch myself going down this tunnel of like heavy. And so I was sent at like a solid 8 anytime I was in those moments. When I did that self-check though, and I put the phone down and I focused on making the snacks for my daughter's volleyball team last night and going to my daughter's volleyball game and being in that moment, I was a 3, you know, like I was thinking about like my normal day-to-day life, but I was able to like compartmentalize, I guess, maybe. So, and I don't know if that's healthy or not. My counselor over here is about to tell me, but I love to stay busy and do those things. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And you brought up such a good point of you didn't stay stuck in it. Like you made a choice, you were intentional about it, and you decided, hey, at this moment, you know what? I'm not feeling good. You noticed your feelings, and then you made a choice and you did something different. And that is huge. And so we just want to encourage you guys, if you are on social media and you're scrolling and you're reading things and commenting, right now, especially you guys, your mood is going to go down. And we know that research tells us that we have more anxiety symptoms, we have more depression, and we worry more and stress more when we are on social media than when we're not. So, and then what a positive thing that you channeled that into, that you did Addie's snacks and you went to her game and you're proud of her. And so you kind of changed that mood. And so that is something that we think about what you worried about. Honestly, we can change that. You can change what we're doing and stuff. And so just asking yourself that question, what do I rate myself at right now? And yesterday, I would say I was probably at an 8 or a 9. You know, I had a lot of things going on with the company. I had some phone calls with some staff. I had lots of clients, and everybody was just kind of struggling. And so I kind of felt that. And being a therapist, we kind of always have to put on this hat of, you know, this is all about you in this moment and stuff. And so when I was done with work, I made sure I took my dogs for a walk in my pasture. I said a little prayer to the good Lord above because that's one of my coping skills. And I just kind of gave it all to him. And that's what I needed to do. And then I instantly started coming down that scale. And then I got myself probably to a 2 last night and it felt really good. And then I decided I wasn't going to work last night. I was going to put up fall decorations and burn a pumpkin candle. And that for me, that was what I did. And it could be as simple as something like that, you
And that's
know?
so big though, because I know, like I say it all the time, Susie's like work, 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 go, go, go. So for you to intentionally say, I am not going to work tonight. I'm not going to do it. Like that's big too. That's just as big as me putting away the social media. Like, so I'm proud of you for
Oh, thank
doing
you. Thank you.
that.
We did positive coping
We did.
too.
We did.
Yeah. Okay. So then kind of figure out what that is for you as far as like what you could do to change that mood and to kind of shift. The other thing I want you guys to think about is like, where do you carry stress in your body? Like, where do you carry it? Like for a lot of people, like in their neck and their shoulders, and they kind of get like stress headaches. And some people carry it, you do, yeah. Some people carry it in their stomach where they kind of get like a tummy ache and their stomach is upset. Some people feel it like in their whole body. They just feel tired and they feel just wet, but then they try to nap and they can't sleep and stuff. So it's just kind of interesting where we carry stress. So just kind of noticing that is a big thing too. And then also some other things we kind of wanted as kind of a coping skill or whatever is to ask yourself a question of what can I do today to show myself some compassion? And what can I do to kind of take care of myself? And so we asked that on the call last night to
Good.
our staff, and it was kind of cool because everybody had a totally
It was
different
great.
way.
It was great. I loved it. One of them was she decided she wasn't going to cook dinner last night. She heated herself up a hot dog and said everybody else can figure it out. And I love that because life goes on. You don't need a 5-course meal every night. You'll survive, eat the hot dog, go on, and guess what? Kids can have cereal. It's okay. Every once in a while, it's okay. So I loved that. I was like, that is perfection right there. Like, it's okay to just take a break. You don't have to do it all the time. So I thought that was a really good one.
Absolutely. One of the things that I talked about, and I'm going to talk to you guys about it, is giving yourself some grace and just like accepting whatever feeling that you're in. And you know, as a therapist, I know a lot of times, and we as therapists, but everybody, a lot of times just shoves things under a rug. And sometimes when you're in the moment, like if you were at your daughter's game, or if I'm sitting with a client or in a speaking engagement, we've got to shove it under the rug for a minute, right? But then we've got to allow ourselves, when we have the space, to be human and to have the tears or to have the moments. And whether it's you get in your car and you just want to cry, or you just want to kind of let it out, or whatever that is for you, finding that thing of giving yourself grace.
And you're having those feelings for a reason. God gave us all the emotions. We've said that 1,000 times. Like, it's coming to you for a reason, and it's not healthy. I'm telling myself this, guys, because I'm so guilty of it. It's not healthy for us to keep just burying those feelings. Like, I'm not going to deal with it today. I've got to put on this hat and I have to do all these things. That's okay to get through that moment, but you have to find a time to meet it, or it's going to find you, and it's probably not going to be in the best time. So just taking that time to have those moments, and I mean, just I don't know, you see people going to the rage rooms, or I've heard of people like screaming just to get that feeling out. I don't think I could do that, but some people could do those things. Like, there's so many ways you can just get a lot of the journaling. I mean, there's a lot of calmer things, so you don't have to hit things or scream, but there's a lot of ways to do it, and just making sure you're taking the time to do that, because I promise you, if you don't, it's gonna find you, and it's probably not gonna be in the best moment.
Yeah, you said scream. Okay, so I don't know if anybody in the Kansas City area at least watches the news. This one day, it wasn't too long ago, they now have a scream club in Kansas City, and they all met out by the river and they just screamed. And they had two leaders that co-founded it. Yeah,
I've seen this.
and they
No.
literally just screamed. And I'm like, that's interesting. That's a, I mean, it's a
Activities.
coping skill.
Yeah.
It's healthier than a lot
Get
of
out there. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, and then another question we want to present to you guys is, what question would you want somebody to ask you today? So, in what way or what question do you want to be asked? And I think that that's an interesting prompt because, we all need different things. Like I was talking to like we kind of talked about love languages without using the words last night, but my husband Merle, I talk about him a lot on here. He just has a different background, a different way to show love, and he's more of a like a solution focus, like let's fix this. And I'm more of a like, I need a hug and I just need to cry for a minute because I'm sad, and that's kind of my style. And so just even educating the people around you, like this is kind of what I need. But anyways, so what do you wish someone would ask you, Lindsay?
Oh my goodness. I think the easy one, and it's not easy, but it's maybe simple, is the true are you or how are you really doing? How are you doing with more specific though, not just are you good? Like I know that's kind of a trigger thing for us. We're like, okay, you can say are you good, but you got to follow up with the but really are you good? Like, because if you're just walking by and saying, hey, you good? How's your day? Everybody's gonna be like, oh, it's good, whatever, living the dream. That's what I always say, and it's like, but if you really want to know and you want to take off that first layer, it's like, okay, how long do you have? Because there's lots going on for everybody, every single person. So I think just being specific to me, it means a lot. I know Susie is one of the best. She will reach out to me and she doesn't think she is, but she will say, I haven't checked on you in a while and I know you have a lot going on. How are you doing? Are you okay? And that is so much more intentional to me, knowing that she knows I have things in life and she is specifically saying, hey, I'm looking for you to make sure you're okay. That means so much more than, hey, how's your day? Because sometimes, hey, how's your day is just like, you don't want to hear what really is going on in my day. You just wanted to say, hey, X, Y, Z. So that to me is really important. Just the more intentional, how are you? I think it is what I like. And I appreciate a lot for sure.
Yeah. And isn't it interesting too, like different, I feel like different relationships that you have, like if you're maybe at a ball game and you pass somebody, and you're not really close to them or whatever, it's probably not something that you're just going to sit there and unload like, well, really, if you really want to know. But if it's somebody that is in your support system, we always say your five is your vibe, and that's a really healthy thing to do, is just to talk with them about what's going on and share with them your journey or whatever's going on. And people are helpful. People want to be there. They want to listen. And those people would do the same for you, and you would do the same for them. And so I know I always kind of feel like I don't want to like burden people, but I've got my people that I can be very real and very vulnerable with. And I think vulnerability is such a big thing too, because nobody's perfect. Not one person is out there, no matter how you see other people on social media, or you see them and you're like, gosh, that person has it all together. Nobody does.
Nah. Nope. And
Not
if you really
anybody.
got to the core of them, they would tell you that too, honestly. And I was gonna flip that a little bit. If you're the person asking, which is a beautiful thing, ask the question, and I challenge you to not try to fix their problem, right? Hear them, listen to them, provide empathy, support, but they might not need for you to tell them what to do in that moment. If they ask specifically, then sure. But if they just need an ear, just listen. You don't have to compare to what you've got going on. You don't have to try to trump their story because that's not going to make them feel better. Just listen. Just be there in the moment. I know somebody brought that up last night, and that's big because we do have those people in our circles that sometimes they're fixers. Like Merle, maybe he doesn't want to sit and dwell and be like that. He wants to say, okay, what can we do about it? And that's great to be solution focused, but sometimes you just need to be heard. And that's all you need. So I challenge you to, if you're going to ask that question, sometimes just listen and really hear that maybe they just need to talk. They might not need you to fix it for them.
Especially if you have a teenager,
Oh.
because a lot of times they don't want to hear your advice, what they want. And then they say it all the time to me in session. You know, I don't want my mom to, whatever I want, just, you know, just to vent sometimes and just get it out and stuff. And that connection piece can just be huge when you do just listen. So that's a really, really good point, Lindsay. That's for sure. Kind of the final question, and I think this is a really good one. But, you know, just in like a heavy week, heavy world, heavy that kind of thing, what is one small thing that's giving you hope? I feel like, you know, okay, our podcast is called Why Are You Worried About It? One thing that is in our circle of control is what we do each day, our actions. And so, like, what we choose to post about on social media, what we choose to talk about with people, how we treat people, and how we unconditionally love and see the value in every human is so important. And so I feel like I can continue to be a kind, loving, strong person that believes in the good in this world, because there is a
Yes,
lot of
so
good
much
right now.
good. Yeah, and I love seeing those things. And I love when people, I've seen a kind of a trend right now of, okay, in all this darkness, you know, when I do get on the Facebook right now, they're trying to not take away the heaviness out there, but just kind of say, don't forget the good, right? And I love that. And then I woke up this morning thinking about my daughter, she's 14. And we all know girls. Oh, Lord help me. But she's a great kid. It's not that, and it's friends, and just girls are gonna have their stuff, and that's okay. Let them work through it though, but be that role model of, okay, somebody said this has upset you, but how, maybe let's look through what they have going on, or, you know, teach them to stand up for themselves, but in a positive way and in a healthier way than having them, you know, stand and like fight for, you know, whatever, but just be graceful. And I know for me, my challenge is I want to show them, and I say them because I have lots of little girls. I live right across from the school. They'll come over after school, and even the little boys that come over sometimes, I want them to see positive influence. I want to be the fun house that they want to come to, but I want them to always get something positive when they're at my house, and not come over and not, you know, be fussy little teens. I want them to learn something and just be positive, and they always have something going on. So even in their own little worlds, they might not even realize all the heaviness going on out here because they are in their own worlds. But you can just teach them and guide them in those ways and create better humans as they get older too. So.
The other day in our leadership, we just did a leadership retreat for our company. It was super fun. But one of the closing activities we did was this tree where we built on the trees. And one of Lindsay's thing was to be a role model. And that was one of her sticky notes. And I wanted to tell you are an amazing role model of positivity and looking for the good and role modeling healthy conversations and stuff for your kids. So you do a good job of that. And so, yeah. So the one small thing giving you hope is the, how would you recap that then for you?
For me, giving hope then would be the future. Honestly, my kids, they give me hope. I see their innocent hearts and sweet minds, and I know that this world can be a scary place, but whether it's my kids or the kids that I influence around me, I can make a difference, and that gives me hope. And it makes me want to be better. There are so many days I want to take the low road, and I want to just not be who I know I should be, because that's the easier route. But seeing these kids and knowing that in the long run I'm doing the right thing by staying up here, that gives me hope. It gives me hope for them.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we hope that you got something out of the show today. I know it was healing for me just to even talk through this stuff again. And so we hope that you find the value in it. And we're just happy that you listen.
Yes, I've got tears, so it was a good one for me today. Thank you guys so much. We love hearing your feedback. We love hearing anything that you guys want to talk about, even if there's stuff heavy on your heart or something that you would love some little points from a professional counselor here who has all this knowledge that she can share with us. Please let us know. Hit us up on Facebook. That's the best way to find us right now. We're streaming on all sorts of things, so subscribe and follow us. We love to hear from you, and if you ever want to be on the show, definitely hit us up.